With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Namport and the Port of Antwerp Bridges International have reaffirmed their partnership to develop Walvis Bay's North Port. The project, starting with a new multi-purpose terminal, will increase regional logistics, create jobs, and support green industrialization. It will also ease pressure on the South Port. Port engineer at Namport, Elsevier Gelderblom.
We have a partnership which we're currently still busy structuring with the Port of Antwerp Bridges. And that partnership will be concluded in the next few months. Now, that partnership is for us to jointly develop the port of Walvis Bay, specifically the North Port. And a very important component of that is to develop the port for handling these green molecules, like green ammonia, green hydrogen, green steel. And we are doing this because they are one of Europe's biggest ports, and they've got access to the market that wants to buy these molecules. That's what they bring to the table. And they've got a huge, already industrial hub behind them.
Inflation slowed to 3.2% in August, down from 4.4% last year, with prices largely stable from July. Costs still vary by region, with apples selling for 41 Namibia dollars, 42 cents per kilo in Zone 2, which is Comas, but only 33 Namibia dollars, 55 cents per kilo in Zone 1, which includes the Kavango regions as well as Omsati. Namibia Statistics Agency spokesperson Miriam Shihepo explains.
The zonal inflation rates revealed at Zone 1, which includes Kavango East, Kavango West, Kunene, Ohangwena, Omsati, Oshana, Oshkoto, Ochozonjupe, and Zambezi, recorded the highest rate at 3.6%, while Zone 3, which includes Karas, Erongo, Hardap, and Omaheke, recorded 3.2%, followed by Zone 2, which is the Comas region, which recorded at 2.9%.
To a landmark ruling in South Africa now, where the Constitutional Court has made a historic ruling that men can now legally adopt their wives' surnames, declaring parts of Section 26 of the Births and Deaths Registration Act unconstitutional. The case brought by two couples argued discrimination based on gender. Justice Leona Theron said the norm was rooted in colonial patriarchy, placing women in inferior positions. She gave South Africa's Parliament 24 months to amend the law to align with the constitutional equality. And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has fired his ambassador to Washington just days before US President Donald Trump is due to arrive on a state visit to Britain. Peter Mandelson was friends with convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Stuart Smith has more from London.
On Wednesday, the Prime Minister was telling Parliament he still had full confidence in Peter Mandelson, who was appointed as ambassador to Washington in February. Hours later, he's sacked him. The ambassador had been credited with helping Britain escape the worst of the Trump tariffs. But this week, a US congressional committee published documents showing just how close their friendship was. Defending his position, Peter Mandelson told journalists he very much regretted that he fell for Epstein's lies and that he never saw evidence of criminal activity. But on Thursday, the UK Foreign Office said it had seen new emails not picked up during its initial background check that showed the depth and extent of Lord Mandelson's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. It's bad timing for the King and Prime Minister, who will welcome the US President to England next week. Stuart Smith, London.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.